check. Don't you have a smaller one? Karta. You're singing. I don't want to wake the neighbors.
Okay.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhari Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Nanda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasade Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra Devi. Jaya Gauranitha, 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 Jaya Gauranitha. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Nitai Gaura Hare Bol. Nitai Gaura Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Gaura Premanandi. Jayo Vishnu Padaya Paramahamsa Paribrakracharya Astotara Abhaya Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri 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 Jagannatha Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai. Shri 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 Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Shri 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 Radha Balla Bhagwan Ki Jai. Narasingha Bhagwan Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 7, entitled What Prahlada Learned in the Womb. Text number 27. Eta dvaro hi samsaro. Eta dvara hi samsaro. Guna karma nirbandhanaha. Guna karma nirbandhanaha. Agnana molo partopi. Agnana molo partopi. Pumsa swapna ivarpyate. Pumsa swapna ivartyate. Yeta dvaro hi samsaro. Yeta dvaro hi samsaro. Guna karma nirbandhanaha. Guna karma nirbandhanaha. Agnana molo partopi. Agnana molo partopi. Pumsa swapna ivarpyate. Pumsa swapna ivarpyate.
Etadvaro hi samsaro. Guna karmani bandhanaha.
Agnana molo partopi.
Pumsa swapnani vartate.
Etadvaro hi samsaro. Eda dvaro hi samsaro.
Agnana molo partopi.
Matangils. Tadvarohi samsaro na karmani bandhanaha agnanamulo partopi pumsa svapna ivakyate. We see the word to word meaning etat. This, dvaraha, whose door, he, indeed, samsara, material existence, in which one suffers threefold miseries, guna karma bandhanaha, captivation by the three modes of material nature, agnana molo, whose root is ignorance. Aparaha, without factual meaning. Api, even. Pumsa, of the living entity. Swapna, a dream. Iva, like. Aparyate, is placed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Through polluted intelligence, one is subjected to the modes of nature, and thus one is conditioned by material existence, like a dreaming state in which one falsely suffers material existence, which is due to ignorance, must be considered unwanted and temporary. Translation responsively. Through polluted intelligence, one is subjected to the modes of nature, and thus one is conditioned by material existence, like a dreaming state in which one falsely suffers material existence, which is due to ignorance, must be considered unwanted and temporary. Purport. It's almost running to over a page, so please be attentive. The unwanted condition of temporary life is called ignorance. One can very easily understand that the material body is temporary, for it is generated at a certain date and ends at a certain date. After undergoing the six kinds of change, namely birth, death, growth, maintenance, transformation, and dwindling, this condition of eternal soul is due to his ignorance. And although it is temporary, it is unwanted. Because of ignorance, one is put into temporary bodies one after another. The spirit soul, however, does not need to enter such temporary bodies. He does so only due to his ignorance or his forgetfulness of Krishna. Therefore, in human form of life, when one's intelligence is developed, one should change his consciousness by trying to understand Krishna. Then one can be liberated. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, where the Lord says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo ekti tatvataha tvekta deham punajanma naiti mam eti so Arjuna. One who knows the meaning of that verse, one who knows the transcendental nature of Krishna's appearance and activities, does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in the material world, but attains Krishna's eternal abode. O Arjuna, unless one understands Krishna and comes to Krishna consciousness, one must continue in the material bondage. To end this conditioned life, one must surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Indeed, that is demanded by the Supreme Lord. Sarvadharman parichakya mamekam sharanam raja. As advised by Maharaj Rishabhadeva, na sadhu manya yatha atmano yam asan api kleshada asa deha. One must be intelligent enough to understand that although one's body is temporary and will not endure as long as one has a body, he must undergo the pangs of material existence. Therefore, if by good association, by the instruction of a bona fide spiritual master, one takes to Krishna consciousness, his conditioned life of material existence is vanished, and his original consciousness, known as Krishna consciousness, is revived. When one is Krishna conscious, he can realize that material existence, whether one is awake or dreaming, is nothing but a dream and has no factual value. This realization is possible by the grace of the Supreme Lord. This grace is also present in the form of instructions of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is for everyone to engage in welfare activities to awaken the foolish living entity, especially in human society, so that we may come to the platform of Krishna consciousness and benefit by liberation from material existence. In this connection, Srila Madhavacharya cites the following verses. Dukkha-rupa api samsaro buddhi purvam avapyate yata swapne sirastejam swayam kritvatmano vasaha tato dukkam avapyeta tato jagirto pitu janan api atmano dukkam avasastu pravartate. Meaning, one must realize that material condition of life is full of distress. One can realize this with purified intelligence. When one's intelligence is purified, one can understand that unwanted, temporary material life is just like a dream. Just as one suffers pain when his head is cut off in a dream, in ignorance, one suffers not only while dreaming, but also while awake. Without the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one continues in ignorance and is thus subjected to material distresses in various ways. Om Agyana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahen Tadatiswa Padantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhinityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Hare
Hare Krishna. On a cold morning, we are discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, yeah? Which will give warmth to our life. So, what's happening here? Putting this whole verse into a context, what's happening? Prahlad Maharaj, yeah, as it says, Prahlad Maharaj learnt in the womb. Yeah? So Prahlad Maharaj is talking to his schoolmates. What he has learnt in the womb when Narada Muni was instructing him about Bhagavata Dharma. Okay? He followed the instructions. So he is telling this to his classmates now, who are also of similar age. What is the age of Prahlad Maharaj? And what are the friends of Prahlad Maharaj? Plus or minus 5. Huh? Similar age. So, they are attentively listening. As students, in the present day and age also, there are university students who are 20 plus, but if you tell this subject to them, they cannot understand. Why is that? Why a small person who's 5 years can understand, but a person in the university, 20 plus, they struggle to understand? They don't have faith in Guru instructions of Guru and Krishna. As Prahlad Maharaj points out, earlier in the previous chapter, what did he say? Kaumara acharat pragyu. That is, it is easier when you learn when you are a kid. That is why kids, you have been sent to the school when you are young, not when you are 40. Because my Guru Maharaj always says, you can't teach new tricks to old dogs. Can you? No. So when the dog is young, you can teach tricks. It will learn. But when the dog is old, you cannot. So therefore, everything should start at the young age. If material education can start at 5, spiritual education should start at 2. Isn't it? Because spiritual knowledge or spiritual energy is Lord's superior energy. Material energy is Lord's inferior energy. Lord describes in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, yes? The Lord's spiritual energy, like chanting Krishna's name. Abhay, what is Krishna's name? What do you chant? Yeah, what is that? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chanting Lord's glories, hearing Lord's pastimes, taking Lord's prasadam, association with the devotees, all these will give you spiritual knowledge, the Lord's superior energy. But if you do not listen to any of these, then you will be associated with the Lord's inferior energy. The Lord himself says this. He differentiates between his energy. Although all the energies are coming from Krishna, he says, this is superior and this is inferior. Yeah? Okay. So, we are in text number 27. So, let us see review of this chapter, recap. It's always better, isn't it, from where we start. Let us see what's happening so far. As Prahlad Maharaj was saying to all his friends, because his friends have asked him in the previous chapter, Prahlad, we are all together playing. And you are also only 5 years old like us. How did you know all this knowledge? You're talking Srimad Bhagavatam. Science of Krishna consciousness about God, soul, super soul, Bhagavan, different energies. How do you know all this, Prahlad? Innocent question by his friends. Well, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, see, this is because when I was in the womb of my mother, Narada Muni was giving instruction. I was attentively listening. Yeah? So when you attentively listen, what happens? You can assimilate and you can give that knowledge to others. When you are inattentive, not only you don't learn, but you also disturb others. So attentive listening is very important. When a child in the womb, 5 years can be attentive, why not we? Okay, so Prahlad Maharaj was saying, when I was in the womb of my mother, Narada Muni instructed about Bhagavad Dharma to me and to my mother. I have listened attentively and I was able to gather all this, which I am talking to you. So he starts his story about this up to text number 16. Now in 17, Prahlad Maharaj is really talking to his friends. That's advice he's going to talk. Yeah? From text number 17. Okay, let us see, quickly recap. In 17, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, as Sivya said, what did he say? Please have some faith in my words. Prahlad Maharaj is talking to his friends. Please have faith in my words. Simply by this faith, you can get transcendental knowledge. So very important is faith. Some faith you should have. That's what he's starting with. His friends. Because his friends are not devotees. Like us once upon a time. Yeah? We were non-devotees. We did not know. How did we come? With a little bit of faith. Someone is saying there's a Krishna temple. Come on, let's watch out. You know, we came, developed small faith, and then the faith started growing. And now we are here, listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay? So faith is very important. So Prahlad Maharaj is also saying, Shraddha, faith is very important. Hey friends, please have some faith. And then listen to this. Then you will get transcendental knowledge. Okay? That's what he says in 17. In 18 he says, immediately Prahlad Maharaj started giving his transcendental discourse. See what all he is talking. A boy of 5 years only. Prahlad Maharaj. Okay, in 18 he's saying, how a material body undergoes 6 changes while a soul does not go. What are the 6 changes? Srila Prabhupada also says in the purport, what are the 6 changes? A body is born, grows, stays in sequence if you can. Okay? A body is born, it grows, it stays for some time, it produces byproduct, dwindles, and then vanishes. Yeah? It stages in sequence. So these are the 6 stages a body undergoes, but not the soul. A soul does not undergo these changes. Prahlad Maharaj is saying in 18. in text number 19, he's talking about the qualitative oneness of the living entity and the Supreme Lord. We, the tiny part of Krishna, yeah, qualitatively we are same. Qualitatively, as a soul, as spiritual being, me, all of us and Krishna, we are same. But quantitatively we are different. Because Krishna is Vibhu. We are Anu, tiny Krishna Swabhi. Okay? He's talking about the qualitative oneness. Then, 20 to 21, he's saying how a soul, a small spiritual particle, exists within the body. And by cultivating spiritual knowledge only, you can realize that you are a soul. Without cultivating spiritual knowledge, or without gathering, without hearing transcendental knowledge, there is no way one can realize that they are a spirit soul. So therefore, all these transcendental literatures are written by Srila Prabhupada. Without that we cannot understand. Prahlad Maharaj is saying. Then, what else did he say? In text number 22, he says, the Lord's eight separated material energy, the three modes of material nature, and other material elements, 24 other material elements are there. All is discussing, Prahlad Maharaj. So in other words, he's talking about the Lord's material energy. What are the Lord's separated eight material energies? What are they? Bhumi. You know that? So, the Lord is saying, earth, water, fire, everything belongs to Him. Can we claim that? Lord says, it's separated material energy. Why did He say separated? Yeah, material energy gives a separate existence from Krishna. If you are in the material world, if you do not know Krishna, then it gives a separate existence. Yes, I am bachelor of engineer. I am accounts manager. It gives separate identity. That is what it is meant. Because it's giving that false ego. Through the false ego, one gets a separate identity. And that's why Krishna is always warning this. So, we have to be very careful that too much material association means separate identity it gives. So therefore, minimum contact with the material energy, whatever is needed. Yeah? He's talking about it. Then in 23, what all is he talking? In 23 he's saying, there are two kinds of bodies for an individual. What are the two kinds of bodies? Abhay. What are the two kinds of bodies, Abhay? Very good. The gross and the subtle body. The gross body is made up of the gross material elements. What is that? Bhumi, Apo, Nalo, Vayu, Kam. Yeah? Earth, water, fire, air, ether. Five material. This material body is made. Okay? Then, mind, intelligence, false ego. Subtle, Lord, subtle energy is comprising of these three. Lord makes the subtle body. So, we have got how many bodies totally? One more body is also there, spiritual body. But that's completely covered. Like my dress, like my cap. Completely covered. Yeah, that will be uncovered by practicing Krishna consciousness. Now we are all wearing socks and jackets and all that. So the body is covered. Now as we do devotion service, it will be uncovered, the material nature uncovered, and we know that what is our real identity. Okay? It is for us to know. It's a big subject matter. Just for us to know. Okay? So, but technically you can say, yes, to start with, yes, two bodies. The soul is living in this body. Yeah? There's a gross body and subtle body. The soul is living. And we are the soul. We are not the body. Body is just a covering. He tells that. And then, what else did he say in 24? In 24 he says, a sober person, an intelligent person, should search for the spirit soul with purified mind. Then he can realize. See? Mind purification is very important. The material energy contaminates the mind. Krishna consciousness purifies the mind. You understand that? Material consciousness means writing on the board. Krishna consciousness means rubbing the board. See? It becomes clear. Any activity, Krishna consciousness means the mind impressions is cleared. Any activity you do in the material world, impressions. That's why people, they struggle with the impressions. Very difficult. And people who are practicing Krishna conscious, nothing, plain, bored, easy. So he tells that. And then, in 25, not only mind, he talks about intelligence too. Intelligence can be perceived in three states of consciousness. What is that? Wakefulness, dreaming, and deep state. Now, they are all the different states within the three modes. Okay? Wait for a minute and we'll have some relationship. Based on this, I'm going to talk something. Then 25. Then 26, he says, these three states are not the soul. They constitute of the modes of material nature. And because Prahlad Maharaj is talking a few times about the modes of material nature, we are going to see what is the mode of material nature and how it interacts and how it makes us to respond with simple examples. Yeah? We will see that for a better understanding. And then in 27, he says, through polluted intelligence, one is subjected to material existence. So, the mind has to be pure. The intelligence also has to be pure. The mind has to be pure. How? How can the mind be pure? By chanting. By chanting process, the mind has to be pure. Will become pure. Gradually. And intelligence. How to make the intelligence pure? By reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, which you are doing. Yeah? So, mind intelligence has to be purified. Prahlad Maharaj, on the contrary, he says in 27, if you have a polluted intelligence, which is material intelligence, you are finished, gone. Doom. Okay. So now, talking about the three states, we are not going to discuss more about it, but just to give you an idea about what the three states are, which is wakefulness, dreaming, and deep sleep, snoring. Okay, now, in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna, Bhagavan, is talking to Uddhava. What is he saying? In 11th chapter, 11th canto, 25th chapter, 20th verse, Krishna is speaking to Uddhava. He said, Uddhava, it is to be understood that wakefulness comes from mode of goodness. When you are awake, you know what is going on in your surrounding. So this is mode of goodness. It comes from mode of goodness. Then, sleep comes from mode of passion. Yeah, when you are asleep, you may not know what is going on. Although to some degree, you know, someone pinches you or something, you'll wake up. You know to some degree. That is mode of passion. Okay? This is mode of passion is equivalent to sleep. Almost, you know, they are not oblivious or they are not knowing the fact that they are spirit soul. You know, they are covered. And mode of ignorance is deep sleep. Whatever, no one knows. Even the other day, Manmohan Prabhu was saying, when he is in a deep sleep or something, even if there is an earthquake or something, you know, we will not know. That kind of deep sleep sometimes we have. You know, because he was telling how one time, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, there was earthquake in Melbourne. And, he got up and someone said, I was not even aware, he got from Mangalarti, he came. So, we do not know, even I also did not know. I was also maybe in deep sleep. I didn't know the earthquake. So, when you are in deep sleep, which is in ignorance, mode of ignorance, we do not know what is going at all outside world. Completely you are detached from the outside world. Okay. So, let us see what these three modes are. Okay, for our understanding. The three modes are, Aigriva, they are very subtle material forces that shape, okay, that shape the condition, or they shape between the consciousness and matter. You understand? So, three modes are energies of the Lord, very subtle in nature. See, the scientists, okay, they're doing experiment and they can go and see an atom inside a metal or anything, inside a particular element. They can see the atom. But they cannot go deeper than atom. That's the level they can go. But deeper than atom, finer than atom is the three modes. Imagine how subtle they are. So the three modes are present in the material energy, the Lord's material energy. And what it does, it will shape your consciousness, between soul and matter. It plays an interaction. Okay? Because soul is we, and because you've got a body, when we act, the three modes comes into existence, and it will influence us. So we're going to see how it is influencing. Okay? So we are going to see two aspects of the material modes. One is how the material mode affects our perception. What's perception? What do you mean by perception? Anyone? Perception is the way we see, the way we understand things. That is perception. Okay? And the second one is a response. How we respond based on what we perceive. Okay? Because everything in this world, in this material world, is contaminated with three modes. There is nothing there. If you do not want three modes, then you should be completely Krishna consciousness. Everything is mixed. The mode of ignorance, the mode of passion, the mode of goodness. Okay? Everything is contaminated with these modes. Okay. First is perception. Let us see. Now, a person is flying from Australia to India. In the flight, a person who is in the mode of goodness, what does he do? Yeah, he'll help others too. Yeah, that is action. That is yes, very good. That is a devotee reads Bhagavad Gita. But a person in goodness, he will read some Harry Potter or something. Yeah? So they will read some book because they want to increase the knowledge. Because their goodness, something I want to do, or I do not want to waste my time. Okay? Mode of goodness. Mode of passion. How does he perceive things? How does he act? How does he do things? Or how he views things? Mode of goodness means knowledge and peaceful nature, and because of that they get intelligence. Mode of passion means overactive. That's the nature, inherent nature of that mode of passion. Overactive. Too active. What do the children do? Active children. Computer games. Movie. The fingers, I've seen some other guys, not devotees, other people, when they go somewhere, the body is shaking, like that, like dancing. So this is mode of passion. They'll be playing games or watching video. They'll be involved in that. And then, mode of ignorance. Sleeping. Nice, deep sleep, snoring. Okay, this is what is acting on. So based on this nature they have inherited from their previous birth, previous births, they perceive things, you know. And mode of goodness, what he perceives is, he is studying Harry Potter, then he will think, oh, I'm Harry Potter. I'm going into the Flinders station. I do like this. The station number 9, 10, 11, all will merge. And I'll go inside. All this he will think. Mode of, you know. Mode of passion. You look at the movie, a movie, and say, I am Shah Rukh Khan. And this is Aishwarya Rai. Come on. You know? Duet song. He will create one in the poem and he will sing. He will be perceiving that. Mode of ignorance doesn't matter. In the deep sleep, you know, whatever he does, thinking. Because he's not existing in one sense, you know. Mode of ignorance. Lazy, lethargic, don't care. Come on, someone stamps and goes, you know, when he's sleeping, it doesn't matter. Someone, you know, all the drunkard in the plane, they'll be vomiting. Then this fellow, what is this? Because deep sleep, it doesn't care. It cannot even smell the vomiting. That kind of deep sleep. Okay? So this is how they perceive. Now, how do they react? Let us see the reaction. Okay? Now, we are all sitting here. Yeah? And someone says, fire, fire, fire. How do we react? How does a person in mode of goodness react? Okay, we'll come from the bottom up. How does a person in ignorance react? He's terrified. And then he cannot, you know, his reflexes will not work. Yeah? So he'll be in a frozen state. He doesn't know whether to. He'll see everyone running. You know, they're going, panicking. Frozen. Mind is frozen for him. Yeah? That is his state. Ignorance. That's how he reacts to any situation. This mode of goodness. Remember, this happens. It is there. Because people, mode of ignorance is there. You go into the city and see. People, how does a mode of ignorance comes into state? When you are drinking all the time, eating meat, and seeing movies, you know, all this, when you do that, mind will become dull. They cannot even understand, you know, anything. They can't even understand. They cannot work a simple match. What is 5 plus 3? Huh? They want calculator. 5 and 3. Huh? I don't know. This is what happens. Dull mind, mode of ignorance. So they're frozen. Mind is frozen. They do not know how to react. Mode of passion. What will they do? Overactive. They'll go run here and there. People are going, they disturb them. Someone will be going outside the exit. They'll block them. No, don't go. Come here, you know, all this. Mode of passion. Mode of goodness. How they'll react? Very good. There you go. They'll think, okay? Think first is, let us calm down. Think. Okay, where is a fire extinguisher? Because if I am saved, everyone else is saved. Yeah? What is the point in running, you know, and disturbing others? So let me use my common sense. There's a fire extinguisher there. You know, is there any fire extinguisher here? Oh, outside. Okay, we have to be. So, okay, good. So that's when there is fire, we have to run there. Okay, it exists. Okay. Okay. So this is what happens. Goodness means thinking. Okay? This is what is a mode. This mode is often coming, and Krishna has dedicated one chapter in Bhagavad Gita to discuss this. What is the chapter? Chapter number 14. The three modes of material nature. Krishna has dedicated one chapter. So important, yeah? Lord is talking about his energy. Why should Krishna talk about his own energy? He's talking. Why? Yeah? Because the three modes bind the living entity soul. If you're not careful, it'll bind you. And Krishna is also giving a formula in the 14th chapter, how one can escape or one can be liberated from the three modes. We are going to see that shortly. What is that advice Krishna is giving? In Srimad Bhagavatam, again, we are going to revisit Canto 11 of Srimad Bhagavatam with a small story which Krishna tells how you can liberate yourself. So the Lord's energy is not only binding, but if you listen to... Okay, the Lord's energy is binding, but if you listen to Krishna, then we can liberate. That's the only way. We, on our own, we cannot get liberated. This is like a person whose hands are tied up. If my hands are tied up, I cannot help you. I myself is suffering. How can I help you? And therefore, the spiritual instruction means I will get released. Then I will untie you. You untie others. Then all of us will untie. And then we can go out of this room. This is what happens. Yeah? We are going to see that. Now, why does the soul takes a body in the material world? Yeah? Why do you need a body for the soul? The soul is, we understand that the soul is spiritual in nature. Yeah? When the soul is spiritual, part and parcel of Krishna, fragmental part of Krishna, when you come into the material world, which is comprising of the three modes, the soul cannot act. It needs an equipment, a jacket or a dress. Like when people from the earth, when they go to the upper planetary system, they wear some space suits. Have you seen that? Like this and all that. They'll be going like this, walking. Have you seen that? That is a space suit. You have to have a particular suit or a dress. When you go to the party, you have a suit. Huh? When you come here, we wear a suit. This is our suit, yeah? So like that, according to the occasion we wear. So when the soul comes, when the soul thinks, I can no longer handle Krishna, I want to be independent. Okay, material energy gives a body. So we need a body to interact in this material world. But we are soul. Same, in the same way that when one goes to different planet, how he needs a return. So that's the reason. Just to give you. Now, we are going to... connection and then we'll come back. Okay. So, Uddhava, Krishna is giving lot of advice to Uddhava in Canto 11. One of the advice is about the three modes. Krishna is talking about three modes, Uddhava also. The same knowledge is given in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is explaining to Uddhava in the 11th canto. Now, prior to that, Uddhava asks a question. Krishna, this people you have given, the living entity is spiritual in nature. Okay? Please understand this point. The living entity is spiritual in nature. Now to interact, they may have the capacity to, or they may have the inclination to enjoy. So you have given them a material body. The material body is full of senses. How many senses the material body has got, Haigriva? Spiritual knowledge is same, no? You are saying 5, 6, then 7, 8. Adults, how many senses we have got in this body? That is elements, Sylvia. 24 elements we have got. Senses. Yes, Mataji. You only, Mataji. How many senses we have got in this body? Okay, in my body, how many senses I have got? Who said that? Very good. 10. What are they, Mataji? Very good. Jnana Indriya, the knowledge acquiring senses, I think you have to revisit. You have to read. The knowledge acquiring senses and working senses. What are the five knowledge acquiring senses? How do you acquire knowledge? Very good. Yeah, seeing and touch. Good. This is knowledge acquiring senses. I see, I gain some knowledge. Oh, this color, blue color, red color, all this. Then karma indriyas, working senses. What are they? You know, working senses. Hands, leg, and then tongue, genital, and anus. Passing urine and stool. There are also senses. Okay, if they don't work, that's it. It will be like a drainage. It has to go out. So, 10 senses are there in the body. So Uddhava is saying, Krishna, you have created a body, the living entity you have given 10 senses, and the senses are also always attached to the sense objects. Yeah? For example, my eyes is there, I'm not going to walk and come to the temple walking. Where is this? Like that. Yeah? I'll be opening my eyes and coming. I want to see everything. Who is there? Prabhu, Sylvia, all these people. In the same way, here also, I want to listen. I want to talk. I want to eat. I want to walk. Yeah? This is the senses is given. So what Uddhava is saying is, the senses are active. They constantly, they want engagement with the sense objects, like seeing, hearing, sound, everything. Constantly hearing. And therefore, what happens during that process, the senses are seeing the sense object, and the sense objects are attracted, and when a person sees and attracted to the sense object, the sense object is lodged in the mind. And there is a strong relationship between mind and the sense object. For example, I saw this bag, I'm seeing this bag. Now I like the bag. That is lodged in my mind. I want that bag. Sylvia, I want it. See, it's lodged in the mind. You cannot take it off. So, he's asking that question. You have created Krishna like that. Now the living entity, instead of going back to you, they'll be attracted to the material things and they will be bound to this material world. How can they get liberation? Uddhava asks a very intelligent question, right? Then Krishna smilingly said, Uddhava, I will answer this. But before that, the same questions have been asked by the four Kumaras, the sons of Brahma. They asked me the same questions. They asked the same questions to Brahma. But at that time, Brahma was so engrossed in creating the material elements. At that time, he was slightly affected by the mode of passion. And when you are in the mode of passion, you cannot give a proper answer, Say, for example, when I'm angry or I'm thinking something, you ask a question. I panic, I don't know. So you can give answer when you are in a relatively stable, peaceful mode of goodness. So, Brahma's sons, they're only small children. So children, they asked Brahma, Daddy, what kind of creator are you? You are creating bodies where the senses are attracted to sense object, and the sense object is lodged in the mind. There is a constant relationship between mind and the sense object, and people are attracted. They are going away from Krishna. And what kind of creator? Did you think well before creation? Then Brahma, whoa. Yes, you are right. What is the answer? Then Brahma said, I do not know. Then let me meditate on the Supreme Lord. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. At that time, Krishna came as Hamsa, as a swan avatar. Hamsa avatar, like a swan. Because when Krishna does not want to show his form, he is not going to come in his original two-handed Shyamasundara, our Radha Vallabha form. He is not obliged. So, say for example, I'm going to a person who does not like me, but they called me. What I'll do? I put all the cough, everything. I don't show my face. Yes, 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 like that. In the same way, Krishna also. If you Krishna doesn't like, he's not going to show his form. So he came as a swami. See, the four the Kumaras, they are devotees, but they are at the lower level. Brahma Jyoti, Brahman, realized person. So Lord doesn't want to show his form. So he went as swan avatar. As a swan, white swan. He went and he said, what's the problem? Then Brahma said, my sons asked me a question. I cannot even answer. Please help me, Krishna. Then Krishna said, yes, I have created like that. Three modes. But there is a way to exit. There is only one way to exit. What is that? Yes. He says, yes, senses are attracted to the sense object. Yes, I like this. Sylvia, I like this. But that attraction grows more and more. Please give me, Sylvia. When can you give me? Can I borrow this? You know, attraction grows. But that attraction will stop if you put Krishna in between. If you look at Radha Ballabha, that attraction will go away. In the same way, I have an intention to eat meat. Craving, I want to eat meat. But if you bring Krishna prasadam, that meat tendency will go away. Anything you got, I am seeing movie every day. I'm addicted. I cannot stop seeing movie. Then look, come and look at Krishna. That will go away. So all the senses, by engaging in Krishna's service, the tendency will go away. Krishna is telling this to Uddhava. The 11th canto. This is the only way, Uddhava. People who think they know everything, they go away from me. They can never escape. They go deeper and deeper into the material world and they'll suffer. Srila Prabhupada is talking in this verse. Material existence means only suffering. And what do they do? Because of the suffering, how do they get the suffering? Srila Prabhupada is talking. That is the main essence of today's purport. So we are going to start the class now. So probably we will finish by 9:30. Is it okay, all of you? Because we have just given the intro. Yes? Introduction is given. Now we'll start the chapter. Okay, all of you, please do not go away. For next 45 minutes, I'll close this chapter. Yes? Okay? No response. You should say yes till 10 o'clock, you know? Yes. Mataji, you are an Uttama level. Okay. So, Srila Prabhupada is talking mainly in this chapter about the temporary nature of the material world, which is due to what? Few times Srila Prabhupada said, what is that? Due to what? We are struggling. We are taking the material body. Material existence is suffering. Due to what? Ignorance. Yeah? Even Prahlad Maharaj also says, ignorance. What is the word there? Srila Prabhupada says, like, due to ignorance. Whose root cause? Ajnana mulaha. Whose root is ignorance. See? Root cause is ignorance. Because of ignorance. What is ignorance? So what is ignorance? Srila Prabhupada gives the answer. Did all of you guys listen? Did you listen or not? Srila Prabhupada is giving an answer, giving a reason also. He's already explaining ignorance. What did he say about ignorance? He said he does so only due to ignorance or his forgetfulness of Krishna. The moment you forget Krishna, you come under ignorance. That is how it works. Material energy works like that. The moment you forget Krishna, the three modes come into you. If there is Krishna beyond the three modes will not touch you. This is how Krishna has made it. Krishna's transcendental energy, that is how it works. If Krishna's transcendental energy is there, three modes will come and go away. If the spiritual energy, if you are not in touch with the spiritual energy, the three modes of metal will enter into you. This is how it works. Okay? Now, this has also been confirmed by Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion. In Nectar of Devotion, first chapter, Rupa Goswami describes the six characteristics of pure devotional service. The first category is Kleshagni. What is Kleshagni? Relief from material distress. So in that, Rupa Goswami is saying that ignorance is a root cause. Why? He says that if you are ignorant, what is ignorant? Thinking that you are the body. The moment you forget Krishna, you come under the bodily platform. If you think of Krishna, you realize that you are a spirit soul. Yeah? The moment you forget Krishna, you come under bodily platform. When you come under the bodily platform, you are in ignorance. Because you do not know Krishna. You have forgotten him. And because of an ignorance, what will you do? You develop material desires. I want to do this. I want to attain. I want to kill him. I want to take this. Material desires will come. Because of the material desire, you do sinful activities, papam. So ignorance will give you bijam, material desire. Bijam will give you papam, sinful activity. Sinful activity will give you suffering. So therefore, what Srila Prabhupada is saying is, because of ignorance, Srila Prabhupada is suffering. The equation is completed by Rupa Goswami. Yeah? Many times Srila Prabhupada says, right? Even in a few times, this is all because of, the last one also he says, this is because of material suffering, distress. So, what is the formula? When you forget Krishna, you come under ignorance. When you are in ignorance, thinking that you are the body, you develop material desires. When you have material desires, you have to do it. When you do material desires, it is creating sinful activities. And because of the sin, you are going to suffer. Rupa Goswami is saying that. Yeah? And also, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying, material life is like dreaming. Why? Because we are born. When we are born, we are sure to die. What is that sloka which Krishna says? Those who are born is sure to die. And those who die are sure. Dwa. What is that? What's the translation?
One who is taken, one is sure to die. And after death, one is sure to take birth again. Therefore, in the unavoidable discharge of your duty, you should not
die. Those who are born, sure to die. Do all of you know that you are going to die?
Yes.
Sure? See, the children are smarter. They know. The adult, they know. No, I don't die. But die. But when we die, do you know that we are again born? That scripture knowledge has to be there. Not many people believe. They said, oh, we don't know. So you need scripture knowledge. Krishna says that those who are born is sure to die. Those who die will be born. But if you want to stop this, you have to surrender to Guru and Krishna. That is the way Krishna has created. There's no other way. If you want to stop the cycle of birth and death, you must surrender. There is no choice there. Yeah? The question paper has been set without choice. No choice. You must surrender to the Guru, bona fide Guru, who is coming in the parampara, not a mushroom Guru, who comes up and goes like that. Bona fide Guru in the paramparic. In the parampara, succession. Then you will get the knowledge. And then you will be liberated. It's a process. Yeah? Like studying science. Like becoming a doctor. It's a process. You can't just go to the, you know, university doctorate. That only the ministers will get. Indian ministers will get doctorate. Free. But not a real person. You must study. You must be qualified. You must have the experience. You should attain the skill. And then you are a doctor. Okay, dream. Srila Prabhupada is talking. Our material life is like dreaming, correct? We are dreaming, oh, I'll become a millionaire, I'll do this and all that. Suddenly heart attack. Finished. Dreaming only. Okay? Now, the dream consists of two types. Yeah? What are the two types of dream? That is state of consciousness. But I'm really talking dream. You know, I mean, based on our experience, there are two dreams. Yes! Who said that? Very good. Mataji, are you a daydreamer? Okay, correct. Daydreaming and night dreaming. Daytime also we are dreaming, right? Oh, at 12 o'clock I'm going there, I'm going to the Flinders, I'm going 3 o'clock, I'm buying this, and 4 o'clock this one, 7 o'clock like this. You know, dreaming. And in the night also we are dreaming. But what is the difference? What's the difference? Both are dreaming. But the daydreaming we are taking seriously. Night dreaming means, oh, my head is cut off. Oh, my head is there. I'm safe. No problem. My leg is cut off. All are working. That's a dream. Ha ha ha. Happiness. But in the daytime also we are dreaming. But why we are not taking it lightly? We take it very seriously, right? Daytime dreaming. Why? Because in the night time, when we are sleeping, the senses are not active. The main culprit is the body is full of senses. When the senses are closed and are not operating, we are okay. But in the daytime, the senses are awake. And therefore, we have to see, we have to hear, we have to taste, we have to touch, we have to walk. And therefore, problem starts. Therefore, the dreaming mind is all the more involved. Yeah? Okay. Now, two more things I need to say. But anyway, I think hopefully it will be 9:30. We'll finish off. Hopefully, by the way, I'm looking. Yeah? Okay. Now, within the three modes, there is division. Do you know that? All of us know there is mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. But within that there is a division. Do you know that? In mode of goodness there is a division. In mode of passion there is a division. In mode of ignorance there is a division. Do you know that? Don't know. In goodness there is goodness, passion, ignorance. In passion there is goodness, passion, ignorance. In ignorance there is goodness, passion, ignorance. Okay, now in mode of goodness, what is goodness? Goodness, any example? Okay, first of all, if I give a hint, you'll know. Mode of goodness means demigods. Okay, don't compare yourself. Okay, we are not mode of goodness. Mode of goodness means demigods. So, goodness, goodness, who is that? Who's in charge of goodness? Goodness, Lord Vishnu, goodness, passion. Lord Brahma. You've seen that, no? You was in passion. I've already given you a hint. Then, goodness, ignorance. Lord Shiva. Now, passion. Passion means human. What is passion, goodness? In humans. Varnashrama dharma. Brahmana. In passion, goodness is Brahmana. Passion is Kshatriya and Vaishya. Passion, ignorance is Sudra. In ignorance, goodness. Ignorance means animals. In ignorance, goodness is good. Ignorance, passion is lion, tiger, all that ferocious animals, passionate to eat. And then ignorance is, they say monkey, basically, you know. Don't care. Like that. So, but there is a division within that. Okay. Then finally, Srila Prabhupada is talking about good association also. For that good association only, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. In this Kali Yuga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he gave you a very simple process for devotion service. Otherwise, I tell you, Krishna consciousness is a very tough process. It's not easy. worshipping Krishna all the time, Ashtanga Yoga, you have to close, you know, eyes half closed, meditating on the tip of the nose and controlling your senses. Not at all easy, very difficult. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came and he gave a very simple process for devotion service. What is that? Chanting, congregational chanting, all of us chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Yes, but normally the class finishes in this pattern. But today, no. There is one more small story, very interesting story. It will last only for 5 minutes, okay? All of the kids, listen, story. Ignorance is bliss. Yeah? Some people will think. Here, Srila Prabhupada is saying, ignorance is the one that is creating bodies and you are suffering. But in the material world, ignorance, have you heard of that? Ignorance is bliss. Oh, I want to think I'm a body. I want to enjoy. Like that. Okay? Now we are going to see that story. Jack was a small boy. Do any of you know the story? You know that story. Okay. But anyway, I'll tell this. Sivya, for some time, you know, please tolerate. Jack was a small boy. Almost the age of Prahlad Maharaj. He's a smart kid. Okay? Jack was playing in the backyard or in the playground, you know, next to his house with his friends, like Prahlad Maharaj. At the time, in the neighborhood, there was an old lady. Yeah? She was seeing all the children playing nicely. And then she said, Jack, how are you? She used to wave and all that. And said, she was interested in Jack because he's a smart kid. Okay? Then she said, Jack, come. And then sometimes Jack ignores place and all that. Then next day also, a few days, you know, she used to call Jack. Come, like that. Then Jack thought, okay, maybe. Jack is a good-hearted person, small boy. He thought, maybe this lady needs some help. Who knows? So he said, okay, let me walk up to the lady and ask her what she wants. So he went to the old lady and he said, yes, do you want any help? Innocently he asked. The old lady said, I don't want Jack, but do you like almonds? You know, almond. He said, Jack nodded, yes. Who will not like almond? Yes. Roasted almonds, yeah? You like it, all of you? He said, yes. So the lady gave a few roasted almond, okay? Jack was happy. I got some almond, let me play with the Jack. I'll give it to my friends or whatever maybe, and he'll eat. But the first time, because he saw he was excited, he ate all of them. And he went and played. The next day also continued. The lady said, come Jack, like that. Then Jack went to the old lady. The lady said, this is some almonds for you, you take. Jack was again excited. Oh, not bad. This lady is so nice. Yeah? Every day, who will give me almond? Do any of you give almond to me every day? No. But this lady is giving. So Jack was very happy. Yeah? It went on for some time. Then Jack, as I told, is a smart kid. Okay? He's really a smart kid. He was playing, he was thinking, now, why is this old lady all the time giving roasted almond to me? Is there anything motive behind? He started to think. One day okay, 2 days okay, 1 month, 2 months, she keeps on giving me. What is the purpose? Is she a kidnapper? Something? Then, it's better, you know, when we have questions, Matajis, when you have questions, please ask the person. Don't keep on thinking. Yeah? It's better. Go and ask the person. So Jack thought, okay, let me clarify this question, yeah? So he walked to this old lady and said, I know, thank you, lady. You've been giving me roasted almonds every day. Now I would like to know why you are giving it to me. Why can't you eat? Then the truth came out. The lady said, I like roasted almonds. Sylvia question has to go to everyone also.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you mentioned how sleep is in the mode of ignorance and how in Bhagavad Gita Lord Krishna says that we have to rise above the three modes of material nature. So Prabhuji, how are we supposed to understand this? How are we supposed to rise above sleep? Because as devotees in the material world, we need sleep to maintain our body and so that we can serve Lord Krishna.
This is exactly like the four sons of Brahma. They asked a study, we should have friends and all that. We cannot say, I'm so pure. Even Prahlad Maharaj had friends. Uttam Adhikari, Mahabhagavata. So we need devotee friendship. Like that. Yeah? Is it okay?
Thank you, Prabhuji.
So we have to understand in the right perspective.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, no questions, a comment. Thank you so much for the animated, beautiful class. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
I'm just repeating what Acharya says. For example, all the dar everything is there, I'm making it so.
Deham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guram Vaishna Sri Rupam Chakrajatam Sahagana Rasnakhantam Svam Sajivam Shaktaitam Kamadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sadhana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitanushta Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda